You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we are being warned that those high-priced insurance premiums, insurance policy premiums that we're seeing on the Obamacare website may rise as young people are not signing up, like we all predicted, but like the Obama administration had hoped for. So if young people are not putting money into it, those of us who are purchasing are going to start seeing our prices, our premiums rise. We're going to talk about that. Also, unfortunately, Hispanics are having just as much trouble on the Obamacare website. Apparently, the launch of the Spanish version was just as weak as the English version, and what we're hearing is that the Spanish doesn't seem to have been written by somebody Latino, but almost done by like Google Translate, where it just doesn't seem to be, proper grammar, just like me, the way I speak on the radio, okay? And in even my Spanish and grammar is horrible. So they didn't even put the money or the time into making sure that it was translated correctly for your non-English speaking visitors. Where's all the money gone to? We're going to talk about that. Story we couldn't get to in the first hour is penis pump money just going down the drain as Medicare has spent $172 million of our taxpaying dollars on penis pumps. Okay, that's a fun one. I got to talk about that one first. All right. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI. But more importantly, there's a new little 15-minute test that you could take to see if you have Alzheimer's. It's this little home test. So we'll talk about how to see if your family members or you have Alzheimer's. We'll kind of take one of these tests in the next segment. So that should be good. You thought you were depressed now. Wait till you take the test. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So taxpayers spent a staggering $172 million over the last 6 years on penis pumps. And these penis pumps are used for erectile dysfunction. And penis pumps really have some value. For those of you that can't take Viagra or Levitra or Cialis because of certain heart conditions or you're on nitroglycerin, etc., the mechanical type of suction that these penis pumps offer do help bring blood flow to the body part that's necessary to receive blood flow. And they actually do work. But from what we understand, Medicare paid twice what they were really worth. Now, I'm kind of shocked by that because Medicare doesn't really seem to pay the doctor's time for what they're worth. I think they pay half of what the doctor deserves. But in terms of penis pumps, we understand they paid twice than what they should have. The Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services said the health insurance system for seniors paid for nearly 474,000 claims for vacuum erection systems called VES, totaling about $172.4 million. According to Mayo Clinic, penis pumps are one of the few treatment options Yeah, we know that. I could have told you that. We didn't need to see how they interview Mayo Clinic for that. They could have interviewed me. Yearly claims for the devices nearly doubled. Okay, from 2006 to 2011. So when people discuss how Medicare needs to cut back spending and how they need to prepare for the future of the baby boomers, how they need to pay doctors less. And then you turn around and you see this kind of money on penis pumps. You're like, okay, really? Now, on the flip side, how much is being spent on erectile dysfunction medication? I could say it's a hell of a lot more than what they're spending on the penis pumps. So there's a chance that the glass is half full on this one. And if the penis pump is a cheaper alternative than the Viagra and the other erectile dysfunctions, and possibly even a safer alternative for some that don't qualify, then I'm fine with that. Okay? I mean, government wastes money on so much. But I get really frustrated when I see they're paying double than what they should. And I get very frustrated by these articles and these media stories that are making big deals about things with, when they need to kind of look at the whole picture. So, you know, I'd like to know what kind of money is being spent on, shall we say, you know, doctors billing twice. Or people, shall we say, I guess, you know, buying drugs for their brothers or sisters, etc. I have patients ask me all the time, they say, I have insurance, so give me a double antibiotic so I could give it to my family member. No, you can't do that. That's insurance fraud. A long time ago, doctors would do that. They would say, look, you have the clap, or you have the gonorrhea, right? How would they talk in the 70s? Right? You were jiving, and you hooked up with a foxy mama, and you, I don't know how they would talk, right? But back in the 70s, you dig, you, were given a medication, and they said, here, you know, give this to your, I don't know, your bump buddy. I don't know what they called them in the 70s. Sorry, I was just a kid. I tried. And, but you see, nowadays, no, there's all this liability. You know, you aren't supposed to treat a minor. You're not supposed to give a medication blindly to somebody you don't know. What if they're allergic? Okay? You also have to make sure there's proper instruction with the medication and make sure there's proper follow-up. And so, you know, we doctors aren't supposed to be just giving medication to family members willy-nilly. Now, do some doctors make sure that the bottle of cough syrup is large enough so that if mom wants to use it another, you know, another time she's sick, she has extra leftover? Yeah, we're allowed to give people leftover. You know, like, for example, if somebody needs a 7-day antibiotic, or if somebody needs a 5-day antibiotic, I'll write 7, because the 7 days are usually the same price as the 5, and in case they don't feel like the 5 knocked it out, they could have the 7. But many people are using their insurance to help their uninsured coworker, friend, etc. That costs a lot of money, and it's pretty scary that happens. And I hate to say no to these people, but I have to, because we got to do everything by the book. So I think the penis pump story is nice, but I think there's a lot more wasteful spending in other areas, right? Like these big lavish trips the Obamas take. But I won't go there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Boy, you know, gosh, I get very, shall we say, disillusioned when I look at our Alzheimer's research, because for years I've been reporting on the breakthroughs with Alzheimer's and all these new, shall we say, nuances in science and in discoveries where they found, okay, now we think we know where the amyloid comes from. It comes from the liver. So if we block the amyloid deposition, it can't deposit in the brain and then cause dementia. Or if we block the tau protein, if we do this, if we do that. And I get so excited, and then I tell you all, you get excited, we're all excited, and then you still really don't see anything happening. And so I've been a little frustrated because these studies come through, these breakthroughs come through, the media publishes the story, we all get excited, and we're still just sitting here, you know, twiddling our thumbs. But the one thing that we can agree on, okay, relatively across the board, is if Alzheimer's is found early, okay, there's more we could do to slow it down nowadays than in the past. So you and I getting frustrated that we really can't do anything, we're just kind of sitting here like sitting ducks, right? Yeah, you know, what do we do? How do we prepare? You know, we've talked about, well, if it's genetic, we're screwed, you know, but maybe we could avoid multi-infarct dementia by keeping our cholesterol down, keeping our blood sugar down, our blood pressure down, keeping ourselves in good health, keeping our memories busy. And maybe we test ourselves to try to determine or test each other, you know, who's at risk in the family. And usually we do the mini mental status exam, and I figured I'd kind of give you guys the mini mental status exam because it's easy to take, and it's just something that's going to probably depress all of us the rest of the day as we realize how poorly we did on it. Now, I think you guys will do well. But they have developed a 15-minute test. I don't have this particular test. I have some pieces of it where you could give that to a family member, and it could help us lay people, not, well, I'm not supposed to be a lay person, I'm a physician, but us, you know, anybody who's non-physician and non-medical provider, assess somebody in the house and then decide to go and take them to the doctor to be evaluated. All right. The questions range from either memory, like, you know, what's the date, etc., to things like complex, like, you know, working out the amount of change. So let's say you bought something, you get back, etc. They say more than 1,000 people age 50 and older were given the test, and the results indicated 28% of them had cognitive impairment. So, you know, out of this 1,000 people, all right, they were able to find 280 actually had some loss of mental function over age 50. Okay, you know, the big 5-0 is going to hit me in when? 7.5 years. That's not long. Think about where we were 7.5 years ago. Oh, I know, I know. We weren't in this economic mess. Yeah, 7.5 years ago was kind of nice, wasn't it? Yeah. So, all right, so here's some questions, okay? And I think, let me see, who gets credit for this? I believe it comes out of Ohio State University. I need to double check because I want to give credit where credit's due. So, for example, they say you are buying $1.95 of groceries. How much change would you receive back if you gave a $5 bill? Okay, so I know I got to think about $3.05. Okay, so if you have a little trouble with that, now somebody could say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, I have trouble with math. Exactly. So let's go to question number two. They say, name the following pictures. Now, this is a difficult one. They have pictures of dice. Okay, like a 1, a 3, a 2, and a 5 of dice. But then they have a picture. It looks like a teepee with a heart, or an up, like a triangle with no bottom and kind of a heart. I don't know what the heck you call that. So I would already fail that one. They say, how are a corkscrew and a hammer similar? Write down how they are alike. So with an answer like that, I don't think there's any right answer, but I guess what they're looking for is, okay, they both could be having metal components. You can handle them with one hand. You, although usually to uncork a bottle, I usually need two hands because you have to hold the bottle, so I'll take that answer. They're something you could probably smack somebody upside the head with. I don't know. You could use both as a weapon. It is very easy to do the differences, but the similarities, a hammer and a corkscrew. One similarity is you use a corkscrew to drink a bottle of wine, and then you get hammered. I mean, I guess that I would take. See, they just want to see where your thinking is. Then they say, place the numbers on the clock face, position the hands for 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Label L for the long hand and S for the short hand. So basically, they give you a circle with a dot. You're supposed to do 10 minutes after 11, so 11:10. You have to label the long hand and the short hand. Now, for somebody that could start having dementia, this could be an issue. But keep in mind, this could also be an issue for Generation Z. I guess, is that the new generation that has absolutely no concept of clocks because everything's been digital ever since they were born? They could have a problem with that. They may just write 11:10 in big red letters. I don't know. Then they say name 12 different fruits or vegetables. Those of you who are a vegetarian or vegan, you'll get this in like 2 seconds. But for those of us that are meat eaters, okay, we'll probably say potato. Actually, potato, I think you can actually count, but it should be a starch. You know, carrot, broccoli, parsnip, tunip, turnip. See, I'm already struggling. Peas, lettuce, apples, you know, it may seem easy, but if you see somebody struggle, and they're on the last two, and they're sitting there with their pen going, hold on. You know how you do that with your pen or your pencil upside down? That could be a sign. So you also want to watch how people take the test. Okay, now, the mini mental status exam is something that we use in the medical, we've been using this for 20-some years, and it gives us a score. This is kind of hard to do on air, but we always try to do this, and these are some of the questions, and we're going to go through it quickly. I can't give you the full time allotted for each, but it gives you an example, and it's very easy. You can give this to one of your family members as well. It may take longer than 15 minutes, but it's another thing you could give a family member. So, for example, you need to know what year it is. So you ask, what year is this? They have 10 seconds to figure it out. Keep in mind that if they say 2013 because they forget that, you know, 2014, I understand because it's January 14th. I get that. But, I mean, if we're already well into June and they're missing the year, that's an issue. What season is this? It's supposed to be winter. In Vegas, it's like 60-some degrees, and people are still wearing little T-shirts out there, but for the most part, it's winter. What month is this? January. What is today's date? You have to give them about 10 seconds for each. What day of the week it is? What country are we in? What province or county? Okay, that could be a tough one. Some people have no idea what county they're in. They should. All right, what city, town do you live in? What is your street address? What is the name of this building? Now, the other thing that's really important about this test, even though you're giving 10 seconds each, is many of us don't realize that there's somebody in our house that really doesn't know our street address. I did that with the kids once. I go, what's our phone number? And they were like, speed dial 3. Like, no, speed dial 3 is not our phone number. And then I gave the phone number, right? You know, yeah, I know. See, guys, I know. All these men out there want my phone number. Whew. Yeah, I bet you do. I'm like, kids, do you even know our phone number? Yeah, you hit the number 3. No, you don't hit the number 3, okay? You need to know our phone number. So I had to do that. Same thing with the address, okay? All right, you know, and then one of them said, Mom, who's my real father? Huh, that stumped me. Anyway, we'll move on. No, Corius. Okay, in home, what room are we in? So you may want to ask Grandma or Grandpa, what room are we in? And if they say, well, we're in the ballroom, okay, that's an issue. What floor are we on? You took the elevator here. What floor are we on? Now, I got to tell you, I fail this. In Vegas, we have a lot of parking garages. And we use the parking garages because it's free parking. It's so nice. I love Vegas. Free parking. So you go into the parking garage, and I never remember what floor I parked on, ever. All right? So what my husband and I do, because we keep on forgetting, we just always try to, like, park up at the top. So then we just hit the top floor. That's how we do it. The roof. Yeah, because we always seem to forget. Okay, now, we've done this, okay? I'll give you 3 objects. Okay, you need to re-say the objects, and then in a few minutes you need to tell them back to me. So after the break, you guys are going to have to tell them back to me. So the 3 words are ball, red, and light. Now say them back. Ball, red, light. Very nice. Nice voice. Okay, I'm going to ask you that in a few minutes after the break, see if you guys remember them. We talked about, we've done this test for you where we've asked you to spell the word world backwards. You need to spell the word world backwards. So D-L-R-O-W. If you can't spell world backwards, that's an issue. But you got 30 seconds to do that one in, okay? You need to redraw certain objects. There's a close eye test. Don't go away. We'll quickly review this and see how well you guys did. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So what were those three words I told you before the break? Do you remember them? And you better not have written them down. They had to have been cemented in your memory. Oh, I forgot. Was it ball, red, and light? Okay, I almost said book. It wasn't book. It was ball, right? Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm in trouble. Okay? Did you guys remember those words? We weren't even listening in the first place. Yeah, by the way, if you don't listen, this test doesn't even count. For those of you kind of joining us late, I was giving you all the mini mental status exam. We're kind of going through it super speed style because you're supposed to be getting 30 to 60 10 to 30 seconds depending on which question. Okay, I'm supposed to show you a wristwatch. You're supposed to tell me what it's called. I'm supposed to show you a pencil. You're supposed to tell me what it's called. And we give you 10 seconds. And 10 seconds is a long time. I'm supposed to give you a phrase with the mini mental status exam. And you have to repeat it after me. So if I say this, no ifs, ands, or buts. If you giggle, I'm okay with that. Okay? If you say no ifs, ands, or buts, you get a point. If not, you lose a point. Then you're supposed to read words on a page and does what it says. So basically, I give you some instruction. Okay? And you read the instruction on that page and you're supposed to follow it. So for example, I'll write on a piece of paper, close your eyes. You're supposed to read that, close your eyes, and do what I say. If the subject reads and does not close their eyes, you repeat up to three times. Okay? No, you can't pass them a dirty note. Come on, people. Then you hand the person a pencil and a paper. They get 30 seconds for this one. And you tell them to write a complete sentence on that piece of paper. So if they say something like, this mini mental status exam sucks, they get credit. Okay? Because there was a noun and a verb to it. But it has to be a complete sentence. If there's spelling errors, you could ignore them. If there's punctuation marks, you could ignore them. If there's any dirty words, they get credit for dirty words as long as they were used grammatically correct. They were in any sort of like noun or verb form. Adjective, that's fine. All right, so we already talked about that. Now, you basically put a design, okay, in front of the person, give them a pencil and an eraser if they need it, and you allow them, this is for a minute, okay, to recopy the design. Wait for the person to finish and hand it back, okay? One diagram should be about, it can't be like two circles. Make sure it's like a pentagon or a hexagon or a polynomial fractions, don't go there. None of us can do those. A polygon. You know, have a couple polygons, etc. Okay, you give them a minute to do that. Then, another question you do is you ask the person if he or she is right or left-handed. Now, if they start going into a whole big dissertation on them being ambidextrous, just say, fine, pick a hand. Take a piece of paper and hold it up in front of the person. Say, take this paper with your right or left hand, whichever is dominant. Fold the paper in half once with both hands. Put the paper down on the floor. So you see what you're doing? You're giving them multiple instructions. We were taught to do this with our kids also. You know, don't tell them to hand you something. Tell them to pick up their shoes, go to their bedroom, and put it on the desk. You give them, three things to do, and you see if they follow them. Well, same thing. Have them take it with the dominant hand, have them fold it with both hands, and then have them put it on the floor. Because not only does that look at, they can, follow directions, but they also have memory issues. Now, many of you forgot that I said to put the piece of paper on the floor. Many of you may just hand back the piece of paper. That could be a sign of some cognitive issue. So all of these tests comprise 30 points, okay? You got 5 points if you spelled the word world backwards. That was one of the biggies, all right? And then there were lots of little baby points you could get. So depending on your score would depend on where you would fall. Now, mild dementia would be, you're losing a little bit of memory. It's interesting. I used to know how much you had to score per those 30 points. It was, that stinks. I don't remember that now. Look at me. Boy, I know. But based on your score, this is ridiculous. I don't remember what the score was. I'll have to look it up on break. This blows. But you see, that was a full sentence. This blows. All right, so mini mental status exam. How embarrassing. But you know what? Not as embarrassing as this next one, okay? The launch of the Spanish version of Obamacare website didn't even have grammatically correct Spanish, and they said it was written in a form of Spanglish, they call it. And the Spanish version was launched 2 months late. Now, some of you may say, Dahlia, I don't care. Obamacare is a waste. I don't care. No, we do have to care. All right, we do have to care because if we don't have enough people signing up for this, we are all screwed, okay? It does not benefit us having Obamacare fail, okay? I mean, I already said I told you so. And maybe I was satisfied for a couple seconds after saying that. But the reality is we have this crappy healthcare system and there's no turning back. Even if Obamacare gets repealed, the insurance companies are already charging us an arm and a leg. We're screwed. And the insurance companies are continuing to hike up the rates if we don't have enough people signing up. And we're going to talk about how not enough young people have signed up for this. So the Latino population, you would think they would have, we have literature written in Spanish for, you know, for vaccines, et cetera, for our Spanish-speaking patients that don't speak English. You would think with the millions upon millions of dollars put into this website, they could have a proper Spanish website, a website written in Spanish. It's called CiudadDeSalud.gov. It was launched 2 months late. The site has glitches. Also doesn't seem to be a seamless experience for web users. And healthcare specialist Adrian Madriz said that the site is not written in recognized Spanish. So many people that don't understand the nuances that Google Translate or we Americans may try to translate to. I mean, remember, there's cultural issues and certain words. I mean, when I learned textbook Spanish in high school, I learned very quickly when I moved to L.A. that I can't speak, you know, in textbook Spanish. It doesn't make any sense. All right. And so phrases like claro que sí or acá or there's a variety of things that they say that are more, and I don't want to use the word colloquial, it's just that's just how they speak, that if you try to translate it word for word from English, it doesn't make any sense. Okay. And we all know that. Like, you know, I've taught you guys, like, the word for wife is the same word as handcuffs. Okay, so let's say you're trying to, so, you know, if you say esposa, right, esposa's wife is the same term for handcuffs, all right, that's what I learned in Spanish class. And so, you know, obviously if you're talking about a handcuff injury and, you know, you basically translate it to the wife, that could be kind of insulting to some. So, that's kind of a cluster, and it's also insulting to the Latino population. I mean, really, you know, you can't even use the proper, you know, proper language. And I know there's a lot of debate on whether Spanish should be used to the degree that it is being used in our country, where English is the national language. But since most countries speak two languages anyway, you know, in Japan, they learn Japanese and English. In China, they learn Chinese and English, etc. All right. I've always been uneasy with our students only learning one language. And I am very, very pro us being bilingual, multilingual, as our other country counterparts are. And, I mean, we need to be able to compete. So, now, when it comes to young people not signing up, this affects us because our rates are going to go up. All right? They're saying Obamacare premiums are set to, quote-unquote, skyrocket. We need to talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We can't make this stuff up. Octomom or Nadia Shulman. Is it Shulman? Okay. She's the one who's 38 years old, the single mother of 14 children, but gave birth to 8 of them at the time because she was, I guess she had asked her doctor for, was it in vitro? I'm trying to think what type of artificial insemination, something. And she ended up having multiple babies, and despite, from what I understand, most medical experts' recommendation that, you know, to not carry all of them, she did carry all of them, and from what we understand, she wanted multiple, and I believe the doctor was even brought up on charges. I haven't really, I don't know if it was charges or board sanction. I need to kind of revisit that story, but we just know her as Octomom. Well, Octomom later had to go on welfare, and from what we understand, her welfare sent now is being construed as fraud because she failed to report money to the government. Now, she also did porn films, and she received money for that. She also endorsed birth control for dogs. Okay, I thought there might have even been some sort of a reality TV gig that she had. So all that type of income was supposed to have been reported. Now, see, I don't understand this. Okay, because when we do our taxes, our accountant, I mean, he's so tough. He's like, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this now. And, you know, we're like going, okay, well, here's this, here's this, here's our bank statements, here's this, here's everything. Okay, whatever, you know, just here's all the information. I mean, come into our house and get it if you need to. Here. And, I mean, our accountant, I'm afraid of our accountant. I mean, there is no way I would keep something from him, let alone the government. So I don't understand how, I mean, it, you know, when somebody does, when somebody is this public, like, for example, didn't the first Survivor winner, I think his name was Richard, the one that was naked all the time? Was it Richard Hatch? I don't remember. Didn't he get in trouble for not reporting his earnings to the IRS? How do you not report them when so publicly you received the money? That, this makes no sense to me. And so anyway, people, I guess, you know, who's been following her career and following the children, she's a very public person. I mean, she's known as Octomom for crying out loud. You would think that she wouldn't have the privacy to hide certain things. So anyway, she was receiving welfare and unfortunately now is in trouble for welfare fraud. I'm not really sure what the punishment is at this point. I mean, you know, we don't really seem to be, you know, punishing people that, do wrong. I mean, you know, people could collect welfare and then, you know, blow up the Boston Marathon and you know, seem to, you know, be the brother and still get rights. And, I mean, you should have rights, but we seem to really be going easy on people these days, it looks like to me. But if she is convicted, she could be sentenced to 6 years in prison. Now, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who frauds the government should be, I think the punishment should be very, it should be, you know, severe. You know, I unfortunately, when we look at illegal immigrants, okay, and them defrauding the system, we've kind of gotten a pass. People are getting a pass. If you're here illegally, not only can you stay, you can even get scholarships and in-state tuition. So, I mean, we're going about this a completely different way than you would think, okay? But they're not Americans. So if you're not Americans and you defraud the government, you have it much easier than if you're American and you defraud the government. Okay? So just don't go there. And I don't know what advice to give non-Americans. Don't defraud the government either. But it seems like we're really easy on you compared to if you're citizens. And so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, she's back in the news. Boy, I know. Huh. Okay. Oh, gosh, so much I want to talk about in so little time. Probiotics. Okay? Many of you take probiotics, and I understand that. I dig it. Okay? Scientists are finding, though, that probiotics may actually help your moods. And for those of you who are anxious, a probiotic may actually help you with that. Now, to me, that makes a whole lot of sense. Because if I'm ever bloated or gassy or burping or have acid reflux, I'm pretty anxious. So when you're anxious, you're going to be, you know, when your bowels are off, you're going to be anxious. So if probiotics help your bowels, you're less anxious. You know, and the one thing I found when I prescribed Zoloft to some of my male patients that have acid reflux and, you know, acid type issues is they, you know, not only are they less anxious, but it helps their stomach. And, you know, your GI system, I think, is very connected to your moods. I think a lot of things are connected to your moods. You know, I can't tell you how many women I've diagnosed a yeast infection, and they didn't really notice the discharge, but they noticed their mood was down. We treat their yeast infection, and they feel better. All right? Everything seems to be connected. It's pretty cool stuff. So now this latest report is talking about how maybe taking probiotics could help with anxiety. Now, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Are you anxious? And then, you know, you start to kind of clamp up and you get gassy and you can't poop and you get constipated, etc. And then you later have irritable bowel syndrome. Or are the bowels an issue and then you become anxious? So it could be a vicious cycle. And so they found in this one study that probiotic supplements seem to work. So I would actually, very interesting. One study, they're actually looking at MRI images of the brains on volunteers to see what bearing the little intestinal flora have on their brains. And one analysis of 60 people, Dr. Emeryn Meyer from the University of California, from UCLA, found that connections between different regions of the brain differed depending on which type of bacteria was most abundant in the gut. So depending on your type of gut bacteria could tell him what's going on in the, what, I guess, how your brain gets affected by certain things. In another study, several probiotics were given twice a day to a group of healthy women age 18 to 55. Their anxiety levels were reduced compared to women given placebo. Brain scans found that the circuits involved in anxiety were not as sensitive. This is some cool stuff because we have too many people on anxiety medications. Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, Valium. If I could tell you to pop a probiotic instead. Now, remember, we are of the pill-popping age. Okay, my patients are not going to go natural. I try to tell them to go natural. I try to tell them to exercise, diet, etc. The pills work quicker. And the reason why people are going for pills is it's this, I don't have time anymore, you know, to wait. When you do diet and try to lose weight and exercise, it takes time. And remember I said our society is now is considered a quote-unquote ADD society. We need to do things quickly and rapidly. And we don't want to wait. So if somebody has trouble sleeping, are they going to, you know, shut down the lights in the house for a couple hours and do the candlelight thing and try to count sheep? No, they don't have time. And so what they want to do is have a quick fix. So pills are not going to go away. What's going to stop the overuse of pills is going to be Obamacare and how our health insurances are going to cover the pills, or the transition to marijuana, as more and more people are going to be smoking pot for their treatment and the government's going to allow it because it's cheaper than modern day medicine. And that's going to be probably what gets us off the pill. We're going to be going back to smoking pot. And then from pot, many of us will go back to smoking cigarettes, and the cycle's going to continue. There was news this week where we've done a damn good job with smoking and cutting back on smoking. So, of course, the government takes credit for their ads and for their taxes, etc. And I think society gets a lot of credit. Somebody smokes, you get dirty looks, you know, at you. And you know, we've just become anti-smoker. We start to discriminate against smokers, and we've all kind of ganged together to bully the smokers. All right? And taxing a smoker is financial bullying, no matter what you call it. All right? But it worked, unfortunately. And I mean, fortunately for us, but unfortunately for us rewarding that kind of behavior. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.